Chapter 33. Coronado's army was left in September 1540 at a town which Cabeza de Vaca had named Corazon's, or Arts, because the people there fed him on the hearts of animals. Coronado's plan was to establish a town here, which he or his lieutenant in charge of this portion of the army, called San Hieronimo de los Corazon's. These men and the care of the new settlement were left to Melchior Diaz, with orders to protect the road between Cibola and New Spain, and also to attempt to find some means of communicating with the vessels under Larkin. Diaz, with 25 selected men, started for the sea coast, went to the gulf, across to the coast, back again up the river, where he found Larkin's cross, and eventually returned to San Hieronimo, there to meet with death by an accident. Owing to the habit of the Indians at the lower portion of the river of warming themselves in cold weather with a burning stick, Diaz called the river El Rio del Tizon the River of the Firebrand. Disaster comes to the Spaniards. Disappointed at what he had found at Cibola and Tiguex, Coronado now decided to go with his whole army to a place which had been described to him in most glowing terms by an Indian. He told of a place of fabulous wealth named Quivira, and, says the ancient historian Colon, he gave such a clear account of what he told, as if it was true, and he had seen it, that it seemed plain afterward, that the devil was speaking in him. Carried away by these glowing visions of wealth, Coronado sent Tovar back to San Hieronimo. Melchior Diaz was dead, and the little settlement was in an excitement, because one of the soldiers had just been killed by a poisoned arrow, shot by one of the natives. In trying to punish this offense, owing to the folly of the officer sent by Tovar in charge of the primitive force, 17 more soldiers were killed by poisoned arrows, so that the ensign hastily abandoned the place, and moved with his sadly reduced force 40 leagues toward Cibola, into a valley called Saya. From this point, he ultimately collected the best of his men, and marched on to Tiguex, to find Coronado already gone on his heartbreaking expedition to Quivira. Coronado returns to New Spain. After long and fruitless search, Coronado returned to New Spain, a disappointed man, disgraced and discarded. Tovar returned with him, but doubtless later found congenial work in other fields. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.